This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It has been a trying year for Brockton Public Schools. The system has an $18 million budget shortfall. It could grow to $25 million this year. School committee meetings raised concerns about violence, including frequent fights and a stabbing outside of Brockton High that left three students injured last May. Some school committee members called for the National Guard at Brockton High. Governor Healey said no. Meanwhile, many students lament the fact that the focus isn't on their strengths and on letting them learn. So, what do students, families, teachers need? WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young has been down to Brockton High, spoke to the students there, is going to help us with this story. Carrie, welcome back.
Hey, Tiziana.
So let's start with just the setup about how we got here. First, this budget shortfall. How big is it? How'd we get it?
Sure. Well, like you said, right now it's about $18 million. And how we got here, it's not a sinister thing, at least. From what I understand, I sat through a couple school committee meetings. And the way the shortfall happened is there wasn't a lot of oversight over line items in the budget. So if you hit a cap, there wasn't anybody around to say, like, hey, we need to stop spending in this area. So the district is working, from what I understand, to fix that. But that's how we got where we are. So now, you know, the work is to get everything back on track.
And the superintendent went on medical leave and isn't coming back, correct?
Correct. He's on paid administrative leave at the moment.
Okay. Now, there's the second question of violence, concerns about it, reports about
right.
it. Situate that in this landscape, Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, the concerns of violence are definitely very real. We've seen in a couple of school committee meetings where the public comment was filled with people, you know, expressing disappointment that the school could let it get this bad. A couple teachers got up and said, you know, I fear for my safety. And you do see it on social media. Most of the fights are posted to especially a Snapchat group that a lot of the students are a part of. So it's a real thing, but it's also not something that every student sees in front of them every day, social media not included. The complex, the high school, is huge. So it's the kind of thing where it exists, but not always right in your face.
And not just huge, but the biggest.
It is the biggest high school in terms of the number of students in the state. There's 3,800 kids that go there. And the high school complex is about 584,000 square feet. So it's a big place.
And then there are teacher shortages. Put that in context, too.
Yeah, there's definitely teacher shortages at Brockton High School. So there was a string of layoffs, according to the Brockton Enterprise, when I was looking back, from 2014 to 2019, the district as a whole, not just the high school, but as a whole, the district eliminated 212 positions. But then also, most recently, because of the budget shortfall that you just mentioned, Tiziana, there were 130 positions lost across the district. And at the high school in particular, there were 40 positions lost. So that means there's not a lot of coverage, adults to step in if you have to take a sick day, if you're a teacher that's still remaining there. And, you know, that has become a problem in terms of, you know, making sure there's someone in class to watch students.
All right. So Carrie Young, just giving us the setup on Brockton schools. You stay with us. We're going to turn now to a conversation that we had with a Brockton High School parent. So we spoke with Jonea Vega, mother of two daughters. One graduated from Brockton High. One is a senior there now. Jonea went to Brockton High herself, and she's a former educator in Brockton schools. We spoke with her last month about her perspective on putting her kids through the Brockton schools and what needs to change. My first question to her was the one on a lot of people's minds: is Brockton High safe for students?
I would say that it could be better. It could be way better. I would say that it depends on the child. Right now, my youngest child that's in there right now, I wouldn't say I'm worried about her being involved in any trouble, but I wouldn't put it past me that like something could happen in the school. Like, the most I'm worried about for my youngest is her seeing stuff like last year, like with the stabbing, she was right there, like in the locker room getting ready for basketball practice. So there was a stabbing last year and she was in the locker room getting ready. And that's when I got the phone call. So like stuff like that, like there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens that she's just around. Like, you never know what could happen. Like,
did she witness that? And was it upsetting for her?
She didn't witness it. She didn't see it happen, but they was in a shelter in place, and like the commotion was happening. Like, they're inside the building, and she's literally, it happened literally outside where she was. Like, the doors, you can go outside, and it's all right there.
So I should ask you then, Jonea, does your girl feel safe?
My youngest, yeah, I think she does, because I have two different types of children. Like, I got one that's a worrier and one that's just, she minds her business, so she doesn't like getting involved. She's not like a, let me call my mother every second. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my other daughter, on the other hand, she, you know, sometimes she was on my phone all the time. You know what I mean? She always kept me in the loop. She always let me know what was going on. So if this interview was happening last year, I probably would have had so much more.
But and she's in college like, now.
Yeah, she's in college now. That's why, like, one of the biggest things is, like, everybody's making a big deal about it now. But, like, this isn't even the worst year Brockton has had. Last year, I had to go to the school because they put in a metal detector. So people was getting stabbed. They was bringing weapons to school. My daughter actually got searched for the first time in her life. And I mean, like, not through the detector. Like, they pulled her to the side, made her spread out her arms, spread out her legs, and searched her. Because they thought she had drugs. But it was a charger. So I had a problem with that.
Is this the older daughter who you'd be more...
That's my older daughter.
Yeah. And so let me ask then, Jonea, did that affect her? Like, was she upset for a long time afterwards?
I believe so. I believe it did. I believe it absolutely bothered her because I got a phone call right when it happened. And it bothered me because nobody called and asked to search my child. My daughter, who's shown this school nothing but dedication, loyalty, you know, to their sports program, to their school program. I was very upset about that. That was probably the worst that, you know, having to have my kid go through it.
Did the school apologize?
No. If I didn't call the school, I would have never knew.
So let's come back to now. You said, you know, last year was worse than this year. I want to ask you, so does that mean things are better this year? And what do you think makes them better?
I think that things are getting there. I believe that I truly stand with the principal, the new principal in there. I actually spoke with him a couple weeks ago at a basketball game, which was very surprising because he's the principal at a girls' basketball game. Like, he could have been doing anything, a lot of other things, but he was at the games, which was very impressive to me. So I went up to him, and first of all, I thanked him for even coming to the game. I thought it was dope to see a principal come support, you know.
This is Kevin McCaskill?
That's Kevin, yes. So I was very impressed with that. You know, we just had a conversation just about basketball and girls and sports and stuff like that. But just hearing him say, like, where he came from, and I believe he said he came from, like, the Springfield area. He was in the Boston area. He was a principal. This isn't the worst that he's ever seen before, you know what I mean? So, like, with that, I was just like, dang, I wish he was here 4 years ago when my other daughter was here, you know what I mean? Just so there would be some type of this, whatever he's about to bring to the school and do to the school, I believe that they're heading in the right direction. They just got to give him a chance.
What would you like to see the community do to support your kid, the other kids in the Brockton schools right now?
I don't believe it has to do with the community. I believe it has to do with the school. Like, I believe it has to do with the principals, the administration, like, communicating with the parents.
Is it,
like,
understaffed, bad communication, bad follow-through?
As a former teacher in the Brockton Public Schools, and then leaving the Brockton Public Schools, and then being just a parent with the Brockton Public Schools, it's a huge difference when you're a teacher and you have kids in there compared to when you have kids in there and you're not a teacher. If I'm a teacher and I'm emailing teachers to get information about my kids, I get responses right away. Now, go back 4 years ago when I wasn't a teacher and I left the school department and now my daughter's in Brockton High and I have no, like, in, pretty much. It's impossible. Like, I'm not for nothing. My kids had a great guidance counselor. Like, their guidance counselor was my basketball coach's assistant. So I've known him since high school.
Because you were a basketball player.
Exactly. So I speak on behalf of the parents that don't have the privileges I had. But what about the parents that don't have a kid in sports or don't have a kid in the after-school program that's well-known? The kids that, you know, are in that gray area that are probably the ones, you know, getting in trouble because their parents are never going to know about it. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different situations. I feel like they need to meet the kids where they're at and the families where they're at. We don't know what they experienced, what they went through. So it's like, school might be their safe place. That's probably why they're bugging out in school. We don't know.
So then, can I assume not happy with the idea of the National Guard and not happy
Absolutely
with this
not.
Sort of enforcement that, approach?
To me, that's just more PTSD waiting to happen. We're going to bring in these guys and from the National Guard and what? it's already like a jail in there. We're going to treat them more like what, they're not thugs, they're not criminals. And it's not everybody. When we was growing up, we had demerits. You can only get, I remember you can only get what, 21 demerits or like a certain amount of demerits, and then you was automatically suspended. They don't do that no more. So like there's certain things that we used to have in place that worked for us, but they're not working, that they're not even in place anymore for these kids now.
What do you want people to know about the Brockton schools and kids in the Brockton schools that they may not?
I believe that Brockton High it could be a great school. There's many teachers in there who genuinely care about the kids, but there's some people in there that genuinely don't. And I truly believe that they need to find a new profession, because these kids these days are not like we was growing up. Like they need more attention, they need more care, they need more, you know, more resources, more coping skills. You know what I'm saying? It's more work. So like, at what point are we screening out these teachers that, you know, can't take it and can't handle it? You know what I'm saying? There are some. I will say that. I'm fully on board with I love the teachers. Like I said, I was a teacher, but I know some of them can't handle it. They're not built for it. And so I believe that with all the negativity that's coming with it, it definitely is shining a brighter light on Brockton High, but it's definitely shining it for all the wrong reasons, because there's numerous programs in that school that's excelling. The whole girls basketball team is going to college. There's 9 seniors. Nobody's talking about that. The drama club, the band. There's so much stuff going on, but there's so much negative light that we're missing all this. And the only people that's going to be impacted by it is the seniors from 2024. Like right now, they have to pay way more for prom this year because nobody has even fundraised or emphasized it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So It's like a lot of them don't even want to go because they can't afford it. This is Brockton High. These are inner city kids. So how do we put the emphasis back on the kids? And then how do we work with the kids that are struggling? What are we going to put in place to help them not struggle? Parent communication has to happen. It has to happen.
Jonea Vega is a Brockton High parent, went there herself, has one student who came through and one student still at Brockton High. And still here in Studio 2, Carrie Young, WBUR Senior Education Reporter. Now, Carrie, I'll note one parent, right? You noted Brockton High is the biggest high school in the state, but a strong set of thoughts there. Your reactions to Jonea Vega.
Yeah, for sure. I will say, as I was listening to your conversation, just nodding my head so many times about some of the things that she brought up. I mean, one of the last things that she mentioned was all of the good things that are happening that are kind of getting missed. I know the drama club just won an award. I know that the marching band, at least in the last year or so, has won an award. There's so much going on there. There's a lot of AP classes there. When I was looking up just to fact check if they had that or the other program that's called IB. But anyway, it's college level courses. And when I was looking it up, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of different offerings here. Most schools might have a couple, maybe just in science, but Brockton offers quite a few. And, you know, the fine arts classes, it really just ranges. And a lot of that stuff just doesn't get talked about this year. Really, all we're hearing about is the violence and the budget shortfall.
So how do you went down, you spent time with students. We'll talk about the principal too. But for now, the students, how are they feeling about where the conversation is, where the attention is, given, you know, the budget issues, the concerns about violence, the conversations that have been happening at school committee meetings, the media attention on it?
Right. The students have a range of opinions, right? Like you mentioned, it's huge. And so naturally, it's definitely going to range. I will say one thing that was kind of a through line was that there was a feeling that the violence isn't in your face every day. You might see it on social media because people are always recording it if there is a fight that breaks out. But the school campus is huge. And so a lot of times if it breaks out, you're in the opposite side of the building. I know a couple of kids described that to me also. The other thing that was a through line was that the students are really sick of having the media around so much. I do remember that when me and a photographer with WBUR went into the high school, we got a tour. We were lucky enough to be able to go in and see a class change. I can blend in just with my cell phone walking around, but Robin brings around a camera, Robin, our photographer. And so some students said, the news is here again? And so there is that sense of just kind of feeling watched, feeling like a zoo animal. One girl described it to me. But then there was Isabella Katsky. She's a sophomore. And I thought she really encompassed it well that, you know, a lot of the attention is on the students. And she feels like that doesn't always feel fair.
It was deemed our fault that the students are bad. The students are violent. The students didn't just one day wake up and decide to punch somebody in the face. Something systemically has failed.
So that systemic system failure strikes me, Carrie. We were talking about, okay, the budget shortfall, the layoff of teachers before, now more teachers laid off. And you heard from kids about the learning impact of that and the way they spend their time well.
Yeah, it has a real impact on their school day. Earlier this year, and even part of last year, a couple students described to me how it was really hard for teachers, if they called out sick, to find a substitute. And not even someone who could go over curriculum, just someone to watch the class, you know, so another staff member on campus. And that was really hard. So what ended up happening was if there was no one to cover the class, the students were sent to the cafeteria. And Riley McAvoy is a senior that I spoke with, and he told me about how there were a couple of times, especially this fall, that he spent a lot of time in the cafeteria.
There was a day where I had first, second, third, fourth, and fifth all off.
And so now I will say this, the school has been working a lot on the substitute teacher system. And Riley even told me as well, in addition to the principal, that that has improved quite a bit, not spending nearly as much time in the cafeteria.
So Jonea Vega praised the new principal. Kevin McCaskill, you spent some time with the principal at Brockton High.
Right.
Before we let you go, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Kevin McCaskill is a really, he's a very dynamic guy. And one of the first things that I noticed about him when I was in the school was, you know, if he had to talk to a student, he always led with, "Hey, how are you? Nice tie," or, you know, something like that. He would connect with the student first. Even one time he was trying to tell a student to put his student ID on because they're required to be visible at all times. And so, you know, I asked him about what we saw when I was doing the interview of how he greeted the student before he said, you know, "We need to see your ID." And he said that that's part of his kind of approach to working with the student population.
Greeting students every single morning outside, greeting them while they're walking through the hallways, good eye contact. I think when students realize that they're seen and they're heard and, quote unquote, they count, they tend to act a little different.
And I also talked to a couple students about what they thought about Mr. McCaskill. And one student said, "You know, I think he's a cool dude." So, and pretty much all of the students said, "Yeah, he's great. He talks to us. He knows our names," which is really impressive for such a, I don't think he knows everybody's names, but he's trying, you can tell. And it's made an impact on the students. People are noticing, just like Jonea mentioned at the basketball game, he's really there. And, you know, that's giving a lot of people hope.
So in a sentence, Carrie, what do you watch for now?
I'm watching to see how it seems like McCaskill is going to be there for a little while. And that's after a period of time since 2021. The school has seen two other principals come and go. So the stability, I think I'm curious to see how that's going to impact the school, hopefully in a positive way. But I want to check back in later to see what kind of progress they've made now that they've had a stable leader.
All right. WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young, thanks.
You're welcome.